Good morning, and welcome to Hillcrest Congregational Church, United Church of Christ. Whoever you are, wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Today is Palm Sunday. Our worship theme for the Lenten season is In Search of God's Love, and our theme for today's service is Finding the Unexpected. And so we will, as people of faith, and so we do, as we live through these times. This is the final Sunday in the season of Lent in the year 2020. The year 2020. 20 plus 20 equals 40. The period of Lent is reckoned as 40 days. And this period of time that we're in, due to the coronavirus and shelter orders, some people call it a quarantine. The word quarantine comes from the Latin word for 40. So this has been and continues to be quite a season that we're in. And at least as far as the church calendar is concerned, as I said, Palm Sunday marks the final Sunday in Lent, and it moves us into Holy Week. Good Friday is coming, and following that, Easter Sunday. As a preacher and as a follower of Christ, both on those days that are beautiful in every way, as well as on those days when I and we together are in the valley of the shadow of death and deep darkness. In all times, we can and do celebrate our relationship with Christ, the author of life. We will hear the news of the community and then enter into worship on this very special Palm Sunday, the final Sunday of Lent in the year 2020.
Greetings on this Palm Sunday, April 5. I am Cindy Durant, and once again, I have the privilege of being your liturgist for this virtual service. As you will note in your bulletin, there are many added elements to our service this Sunday. There are also a lot of announcements. I will keep them as short as possible, and you can read more detailed information in the written announcements found on the website. Again, this Sunday, everyone is invited to a virtual fellowship hour at 11:30 a.m., using your telephone or from your computer or smartphone, the Zoom program. On this special Palm Sunday, we will first celebrate Holy Communion, then transition to conversation and sharing. So have your bread and grape juice ready. Detailed instructions on how to join in the fellowship hour were emailed by Reverend Fred last Friday and can also be found in today's written announcements. I have to tell you that last Sunday was my first experience using Zoom. I found it to be easy to use and great to see all those familiar faces. So join us. Virtual Sunday School will take place again this Sunday. Our families have been emailed links to participate in this weekly activity each Sunday. I'm excited to announce that starting tomorrow, we'll be releasing videos of Holy Week gatherings at Hillcrest last year. On Monday, a short Invitation to Holy Week video will be made available. I've had the opportunity to view this 3.5-minute, beautifully edited footage from last year's Eucharist meal and was so moved that I've watched it many times. Then on Friday, an edited version of our Tenebrae service of Darkness and Light from 2019 will be made available. Who knew at that time that in 2020 the only way to experience this special service would be through a recording? In the fellowship hour discussion last week, someone suggested that Easter flower donations could be used to revitalize the azalea garden, which used to be located outside room 16 between the two pathways leading to the upper campus. What a great idea! You are all invited to contribute to the Flower Fund by mailing a check for $15 or more if you wish to the office or donating online. In both cases, please label your donation Easter Flower Fund. You can then email me with the name of the person or persons you want to honor with your gift. My email address is listed in the written announcements. On Easter Sunday, this list will be made available. Due to the short notice, your designees will be honored even if your check has not yet been received by the office. You are all invited to send pictures for the Hillcrest Instagram account showing how you are spending your time sheltering in place. Are you gardening, walking, reading, petting your cat or dog? Details about the account and how you can participate can be found in the written announcements. In keeping with the California shelter order, extending shelter in place to May 3rd, the physical office remains closed. Please see the website or the written announcements for information on how to call or email Reverend Fred. You can also refer to the written announcements for updates on the food and clothing room and a message from our co-moderator, Rico Duran. And now let us quiet ourselves and prepare for worship.
Palm Sunday is fun, isn't it? Isn't it supposed to be? Kind of? I hope we do have some fun today in this service and in the gathering for a celebration of Holy Communion and fellowship that will follow in live time on Sunday morning, April 5th at 11:30 via Zoom conference. You've just heard about and seen the computer link and phone information about that, and you will see that information again at the close of the service. Palm Sunday is fun. Should be, at least a little. And Palm Sunday is meaningful, that's for sure. Was meaningful then, is meaningful now. The weight of meaning and the depth of meaning for anyone concerned about love and justice and God and humanity, it's all there. And the meaning for those of us who would follow Christ in and for our times, well, it's all the more challenging and all the more comforting. Beyond the fun and the meaning, Palm Sunday is, it can be, it was, scary, terrifying even. What were the disciples thinking? What was Jesus thinking? What's it all about? And where are we going from here? A question for them then. A question for us today. What's it all about? And where are we going from here? Oh. And how are we going to get there? Our worship begins.
As Jesus approached Bethpage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' tell him, 'The Lord needs it.'" And the people say, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever." And now join in singing verse 1 of "All Glory, Laud, and Honor, led by Mira Krenn. They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the donkey, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks and palm branches on the road.
Open the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to God. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter.
I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. And the people say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you."
The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us.
Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." "I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out.
You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you."
And the people say, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever." Please join in singing with the hymn sing-along, "Hosanna, Loud Hosanna," led by Mira Krenn.
Jesus, who had blessed them, closed all doors.
Let us pray. Hosanna in the highest, that ancient song is ours, especially today, especially this year, during this season. We thank you, O God, for all the ways you reach out to your people, and we thank you this day, especially for Jesus, and especially for all that he models about your ways in and for the world. Guide our hearts and minds. Be in our prayers and meditations and reflections. Be in our song as we reach out for you and for your word for us this day. And to that we sing.
Our first scripture is from Psalm 118. We will read this responsively. The words are on your screen. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. God's steadfast love endures forever. Let everyone say, God's steadfast love endures forever. Oh God, open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them. And God says, this is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. Oh, thank you, God, that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in his eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you, give us success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God and has given us light. Join the festal procession with branches right up to the altar. Say, you are my God, and I will give thanks to you, my God. I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever.
Hear the gospel lesson for Palm Sunday from the Gospel of Matthew. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, the Lord needs them. And he will send them immediately. This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, put their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, who is this? The crowds were saying, this is the prophet, Jesus, from Nazareth in Galilee. This is the good news.
Hey guys, how are you all doing? It was good seeing you last week at our virtual Sunday school meeting, and I hope I'll get to see you all again this week. So today is Palm Sunday, which is a celebration. Normally right now, we would all be parading around the sanctuary, waving palm leaves, and shouting one of my favorite words in the Bible, which is Hosanna, which means hooray or yay. We obviously can't do that this year, but I still want us to celebrate. So what I'd like you to do is think about something that makes you want to sing Hosanna, something that makes you want to shout hooray. Share it with a friend or a sibling or a family member. For me, it's my family. I'm here with them, they're here with me, and it's good that we're together. Hopefully we'll be able to talk about this at our Sunday school meeting after this service, which I hope to see you all at. All right, see you soon. Bye.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our salvation. The whole thing, the donkeys, the palms, the crowds, all the setup, all the action, all that Jesus says and does, it's amazing. But I don't want to talk about that, at least not directly. And how it all hinges on this one quote from the book of Zechariah about this new king who doesn't seem to really act like a king, and a new way of being in the world, different than what the empire demands or expects or teaches, different than what a lot of people then and a lot of people now know or think we know about God, high and mighty, strong like a warrior and all that. God. Here, God tells Zechariah, the prophet, to say this to the people. Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Amazing. But I don't want to talk about that, at least not directly. What I want to do on this Palm Sunday 2020, in this season of Lent as we turn to Holy Week, in this season of quarantine and shelter orders that is already projected to go beyond 40 days, at this time of expanding cases and expanding hospitalizations and expanding need for healthcare workers and expanding deaths, what I want to reflect on and talk about, just briefly, is this amazing Psalm 118 that we have read together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. How does that sound to you, for you? Part of me thinks that rejoicing isn't quite the word for this day, in this season, in this nation, in the world. Another part of me thinks or feels deeply, yeah, that's right. There is a lot of wisdom and strength in rejoicing, recognizing and being deeply glad for the love and life and strength and endurance that is all around us, and doing that before and all the while that I brace myself and mean to work for the good, for all else that is going on. And then there's this line, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for God is good, and God's steadfast love endures forever." Do you recognize this line from this psalm? Some will, I'm sure, find it familiar. And yet notice how it is so unfamiliar to our typical American ways of thinking and of being and of understanding God. We've heard and spoken this line a few times already today, in our opening dramatic reading and in the psalm reading. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for God is good, and God's steadfast love endures forever. I was taught this as a kid in Sunday school, I think, or maybe directly from my parents, maybe both. I remember I knew it by heart, and I could say it fast. That's how well I knew it. In those days, of course, I was taught to say he. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his steadfast love endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his steadfast love endures forever. Oh, I was good and fast, like a Ford or a Ferrari. I, like most Americans who pride ourselves on how fast we can do something, get through something, I missed the point. We missed the point. Life's not a sprint. It's a marathon. In the biblical languages, both the Hebrew and the Greek, you can almost feel as you're reading this wonderful passage, you can almost feel the passage itself slow down. There's a certain rhythm built into the words and the phrasing. Oh, it starts off straightforward enough. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Fair enough. But then it slows down. The words and the phrasing, the markers themselves act as a kind of a speed bump. Ki is actually how you pronounce, at least how I was taught to pronounce, the Hebrew word hoti in the Greek. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Ki, hoti. They kind of stop you. Warning flag, red light. Stop. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord because God is good. Okay, fair enough. I got that. God is good. Let's move on. But you can't. Not so fast. Because there it is again. Ki. Hoti. Because God is good. Slow down. And because they're not afraid to repeat words in the biblical languages. There's wisdom in that. Because God is good, and because. And then the words themselves and the way they set together even seem to slow down. And because God's steadfast love endures forever. Want to know what steadfast means? Just ask a Jewish sister or brother or neighbor, at least one who reads their Bible in Hebrew. They'll tell you. It's the word for faithful, because God is faithful. Wait, what? I thought religion was all about me being faithful and getting my way into heaven. Our Jewish friends and neighbors know that that's a bit off. When it comes to being faithful, that's a God thing. We Christians don't get that because our Bible translations aren't so good, at least on this point. God is faithful. That's a God word in the Bible. It's all over the Bible. God is faithful. And God's faithful love endures. You can count on it. That's what being faithful is all about. Enduring. You can count on it. Our Jewish friends and brothers get that. And we Christians, for ages, we got that. And then we forgot. We started to make it all about our faith. What do you believe? Check the box. Answer the question right, and you're in the door. No. How have you experienced God's faithfulness in your life? That's what the psalm asks. And it's not a test to see if you get into heaven or not. Heck no. It's an invitation to slow down, take a moment, breathe, and give thanks for life. Even when, maybe especially when, we're in quarantine, when life seems so fragile. God is faithful. God endures. And the wisdom of the Bible and the love of God are set up for just such times as these. The thing about Jesus is, Jesus gets it. All that biblical wisdom, all that biblical strength that is summed up and crystallized in our psalm today. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for God is good, and God's steadfast, faithful love endures forever. Jesus gets it. Jesus is the very embodiment of all of that love and faithfulness that endures. On Palm Sunday, was Jesus walking into, right straight down into, the valley of the shadow of death on that fateful day that we celebrate today? Yeah, he was. And he knew it. Then what were all those followers cheering about? Tell them to shut up, Jesus! I would, but if I did, these very stones would speak to give testimony to what I am all about. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for God is good, and God's steadfast love endures forever. Yes, it does. And so do we. And so we celebrate. And so we move on with Christ together, precisely for such times as these. I ask you to help me end this sermon by saying with me this great verse from this great psalm that we've already heard and said together today. Let us say together, O give thanks unto the Lord. For God is good, and God's steadfast love endures forever. And let all of God's steadfast lovers of life and love and justice say together, Amen. Amen. As we move into the prayers of the people, I would like to raise the following prayer requests. For the nephew of Rico Duran, Ethan Sharkey. Ethan has been in our prayers over the months as he, with family and medical team around him, deals with cancer. This week, another growth has appeared. And I want to ask prayers for the friends and family of a dear friend of a dear friend of mine. Pastor Tim Russell of Second Presbyterian Church of Memphis, Tennessee, died this past week due to COVID-19. We thank God for his life, his testimony to life, his ministry. And finally, one in particular of you have brought me this prayer request, and I've discussed it with clergy, colleagues, and others. Among the deeply troubling and concerning aspects of COVID-19, beyond the death that it brings in its wake, is the separation at the time of death. People dying without loved ones at their side, funerals and memorial services put on hold, graveside burials, which by orders have only very few present, and those few may not embrace their pastor and oftentimes may not embrace each other. We hold all who are experiencing death and separation and all who care for them in prayer. And so on this Palm Sunday, as we enter this Holy Week, we pray to our God whose steadfast love endures forever. We thank you, O God, for this day and for all the love and life it holds, for the opportunity to stop and to give thanks, and yes, to rejoice in you, in all that you are, in all that you have made, and in all that you call us to be. And we pray that your steadfast love, which endures forever, will guide us, hold us, keep us strong, and give us comfort for the living of these days. We pray for all who are sick. We pray for all who care for them, especially, of course, those on the front lines in caring for those dealing with COVID-19. We pray for all who are working to bring needed equipment and supplies to our care facilities and to our healthcare workers. We pray for all who give of themselves to keep us safe. We pray for all the dear life and testimony to life all around us, and we pray for all who are dying due to the virus in our midst or for any other reason. That your Holy Spirit of comfort and peace and wholeness be with them and be with those who love them who cannot be with them. And we pray for all in need of health care, housing, and food. We pray for our leaders and for all leaders and people around the world that your steadfast love, guidance, and wisdom would compel them in ways that are life-giving and respectful of all. We thank you for our own Hillcrest family and for all that holds us and moves us forward. And we ask that your Holy Spirit move us now as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, hear my prayer. When I call, answer me. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, hear my prayer.
In our search for meaning in this life, we sometimes forget we are perfect in the eyes of God. It is in this spirit that we offer our gifts. This is normally the time when the ushers collect our offering to support and grow our ministries, to care for each other and the world. As we move into April, looking ahead at a month of social distancing and isolation, as well as financial uncertainty for many, we as a church, country, and world need that support more than ever. Please give and continue to give by sending in pledges or offerings through the mail or giving online at hillcrestucc.org. You can call or email the office if you would like some help in setting up your offering electronically. Thanks to our care committee, many of you are regularly calling those in our church community who live alone and are isolated. Thank you for offering this gift. Let's each commit to reaching out beyond our Hillcrest family and calling at least one person this week who would treasure hearing the sound of our voice. We are a church together beyond the walls of our beloved campus. We give together as we support one another, support our ministries, and our community. Let us pray. Creator God, we thank you for your love, even when we can't find you, even when we lose ourselves. Bless our gifts that they may help others know that they are held in your loving light. Amen.
Before the blessing, I want to remind all who are listening in live time to join us shortly at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, April 5th, 2020, for a live fellowship hour. Together, we will hold a celebration of Holy Communion on this Palm Sunday and first Sunday of the month. And following that, we will simply enjoy each other's company, talk about the service, perhaps talk about how we are coping and living out our faith in and for these times. I should say it will be a brief service of Holy Communion. And now let us receive the ancient and new blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May God's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. And now, as I ask you to pass the peace of Christ to others, and to and for the whole world, you will see images of Hillcrest friends and family appear on your screen. We've got a few more this week, and I ask you to keep them coming so we can mix them up each week and add new ones. I invite you to take in the light of Christ. Feel it. It's yours. The light of Christ, the peace of Christ. And I invite you to share that peace with others. Pick out one or two or more of those you see on your screen. Say their names and imagine opening your hands and hearts to them. Beyond our Hillcrest family, pick out a person or set of people you know or maybe even don't know. Share the peace of Christ with them. Say their names if you'd like. Be intentional. As we share the peace of Christ with each other and beyond, I ask you to repeat after me. The peace of Christ be with you. The peace of Christ be with you. And now respond, and also with you. And also with you. This part of our service has ended. For those in live time, I would invite you to take a brief break. And during that time, you might make ready a small piece of bread and a small cup of juice. We will gather again in live time on Sunday, April 5th at 11:30 a.m. on Zoom. Information for joining is on your screen. Blessings until we meet again. Amen.
about a man who was born in the desert, rode for days and nights across the sand. And one day he came upon an angel. The angel said,